So I recently had a very negative and weird experience happen with someone that I thought was trying to be my friend, but looking back, I overlooked a lot of red flags, and that's why I'm making this video, because I want to explain to you the red flags that I overlooked and why they're red flags, and hopefully you'll be able to apply this to not only your friendships but also your romantic relationships and your business relationships, because these are red flags that show someone's character. And when you identify that someone does not have integrity, they don't have firm character, they're not genuine and honest and kind, that's a sign that you need to cut this person off, or at least understand that they are not on the same level as you. Not in the sense that they're below you, but in the sense that you're operating in the world of love, they're not operating in the world of love. So once you identify that, you know to keep these people at a distance and not give your emotions to them and give them the opportunity to hurt you like I was hurt in this situation, because if I had listened to my gut and looked at the red flags that I saw, I would have avoided getting my feelings hurt, and maybe it wouldn't have turned out the way it did. As always, I'm the first one to tell you to learn from your mistakes. So don't get mad at the other person. Understand who they are and understand how you can move forward in a way that's positive for you. So that's exactly what I'm doing by taking my pain and creating it into a video that could help you. So to give you a little bit of backstory on what happened in my situation, this person and I had met and we were becoming close. We were hanging out for like a month or so, so it was pretty consistent. There was no like issues between us, and we had hung out on a Saturday. Everything was fine. There was no conflict. Then on Monday, I went to text her, and I noticed I was blocked. I was blocked on every single place. Like, I was blocked on text, I was blocked on all social media, and it felt very jarring to me because like nothing happened. Like, you would understand if someone blocked you, like if you had an argument or something, you know, or if you saw it coming in some way, but I genuinely was like, what? Like, it took me like a week to mentally process what happened, because I just couldn't understand why someone would do that. Like, if we've already been friends for over a month and I've done something to offend you in some way, I would expect that you would communicate that instead of just randomly blocking everywhere. But at the end of the day, this is the pattern and behavior of somebody who is not mentally stable, who does not have emotional regulation, because unless something crazy happens, there is no need to just block someone everywhere. Like, if you don't want to talk to someone, you don't have to. But it's the very like dramatic action of what you're doing. It's almost like intentionally to hurt the other person's feelings. And I don't know about you, but when I know that somebody's trying to hurt my feelings, that automatically makes my feelings not be hurt, because I'm not gonna let them win. Like, if you're doing something and I know you're doing it to hurt me, guess what? I'm happy. I'm smiling. I'm not offended anymore, because who acts like that? Crazy people. But let me just get into the red flags portion so you can understand. Like, I literally had to write it down in my journal, and I have like a lot of points to go through, so get ready. The first red flag that I overlooked was that she was constantly talking negatively about other people, and she was making very generalized statements. Like, I remember she told me, oh yeah, like all content creators and influencers are usually really toxic and really crazy, but like, you're cool though, like you seem like a normal person. And I remember thinking to myself like, oh okay, like maybe she's gone through some weird experiences with people who work in social media, but I'm just a normal person even if I create content. Not only did she make like generalized statements about other people, but she also like posted content on her story that was like passive aggressive quotes. So she would tell me about a situation that was happening with someone in her life, and then I would see on her story she would post like a quote about that situation, and I thought to myself, like, why is she posting that on her story? Why isn't she just communicating directly to the people that are bothering her, right? Like, she'd be quick to assume that someone was doing something against her. Like, she would say, oh yeah, she did this because she doesn't like me and she's jealous of me. And I would tell her, like, okay, well, maybe they don't know, maybe you should communicate to them. She'd be like, no, it's not worth it, I'm just gonna remove them. And then she would post on her story like a passive aggressive quote that you could clearly tell it was about that person, but like not directly towards that person. So that's another red flag I totally overlooked. The second red flag that I overlooked was that she was always somehow a little bit late to all of our meetings. Like, anytime we would have plans, she would always have like some unforeseen circumstance happen last minute to where I would kind of feel bad for her. And so I wouldn't necessarily take it the wrong way that she was showing up late, even though, like, normally under normal circumstances, if someone's constantly showing up late, I'm gonna say something, right? But if they're giving me a sob story after sob story after sob story, then it's harder to like call someone out, especially when you've just met someone and like you're trying to figure out their character. But again, the reason that I overlooked those red flags and the rest of the red flags I'm gonna tell you is because I wasn't feeling fully empowered in myself. When I met her, I was in a place where I was feeling very almost desperate for new friends, because I was feeling like, okay, like a lot of the friends that I have are long distance, right? And now I'm in this new area and I need to meet more people in my area. I'm a content creator, so I'm always home, and when I'm at the gym or wherever else I go on a daily basis, I don't necessarily meet people so much. So I was like really excited to meet someone that I clicked with. And that is the mistake that a lot of people make, because whether you're dating or looking for new friends or even looking for a new job, if you're not confident and empowered and you're trying to rush into it, then you're just gonna take whatever you get and you're gonna ignore the red flags, even though your intuition is telling you, like, hey, this person, yeah, like they have some of the qualities you want, but it's not what you're looking for, right? But you're willing to overlook those things because you're in a rush to get an outcome, like get a new friend or get a romantic partner or get a new job. So that's why it's so important to just always just take it slow with your desires. Don't try to rush them. Just be confident and have faith that you're gonna get the results that you want. You're gonna get the relationships that you want, and don't just accept anything that comes your way. The third red flag that I overlooked was that she oftentimes would use her intuition as an excuse to be erratic in her behavior. So instead of logically and practically looking at situations, she would always say, oh, well, my intuition says this. Well, my intuition says that. And trust me, I'm the first one to tell someone to listen to their gut and listen to their intuition. But at a certain point, it becomes to where they just don't want to be responsible. They just don't want to take accountability. And so they're always going to hide behind the intuition thing. But at the end of the day, if it was your intuition, it would have resulted in a positive outcome. So why do you keep getting negative outcomes if you're following your intuition? It's because you're not actually following your intuition. You're following your mind fears. You're following your emotional dysregulation, right? People who are emotionally dysregulated, they are not connected to their intuition. It's impossible to be connected to your intuition when you're feeling super chaotic, because you're more likely to listen to the chaotic emotions than the calm intuition guiding force, right? The fourth red flag that I overlooked was that she had a lot of limiting beliefs around money and wealth. She really believed that in order to have financial independence or freedom or feel comfortable, you have to work really, 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 really hard. So in her mind, it was either, okay, have little money, but have more time, or have a lot of money, but then you don't have time. So when we were having conversations, obviously, that was not aligned because that is not my belief. I do not believe that just by working harder, you're going to make more money. I think to a certain extent, yes, sometimes hustling gets you paid more. But after a certain level, it's more about the quality of your work and the impact over like the amount that you're working. So I think it was very triggering for her when we would have conversations about our goals, because my mindset is abundance mindset. Her mindset is scarcity mindset, right? Even though that wasn't directly about me or our relationship, if you have a more abundant mindset than the person that you're talking to, they're going to be very triggered by everything that you do. So that's why I think part of the reason why maybe she just like ghosted me out of nowhere, because she just couldn't handle like the conversation. When I tell you, like, there was no argument whatsoever, I wouldn't even believe that. Like, that's why it's kind of embarrassing for me to even tell this story, because if somebody told me, oh yeah, this person like blocked me out of nowhere, I'd be like, really? Like, nothing happened? Like, nothing? Are you sure? I don't know if I believe you. But now that I went through it, I'm like, okay, please believe me. Like, I swear to you, nothing happened. This person literally ghosted me out of nowhere. It was almost like experiences I've had in the past with romantic situations, like with guys that are essentially like love bombing you and then they ghost you all of a sudden. Like, that's almost how I felt. But the funny part is, I've never experienced that with another woman. Like, I've only ever experienced that with men, and not recently, because I've been in a serious relationship. I'm engaged, I'm getting married in 2 weeks, you know? So it's not something that I had fresh in my mind, and I didn't see the signs of it in this friendship. But now I remember, like, hey, it's not just romantic partners that can love bomb you and then ghost you. Like, it could also be friends that do that. It could also be business situations that do that. So you have to make sure to like let people prove themselves to you, let them show you their character before you emotionally invest into someone. Because that's really the biggest issue here. The biggest issue was that I really emotionally invested into the friendship. I was helping her build her own business because she had told me that she wanted to have other sources of income, and she worked in healthcare. And I had so many ideas with that, right? Because this is what I do full time. So I was like getting involved and like reviewing her business plan and like helping her with things, like something that I don't normally do, right? But because I was so excited about the friendship, and I was so excited that I was meeting someone that was also wanting to do similar things to what I do, I was just being a girl's girl. You know, I was just like, okay, girl, like, I'm not gonna gatekeep. I'm gonna help you with whatever you need. But I think part of that was why she didn't like me towards the end, because maybe the business that I was helping her build wasn't picking up as fast as she wanted it to, and she got triggered by that. And maybe that was her way of like self-destructing it and just not taking any accountability and just starting from scratch in a way. Because I also noticed that like the account that I was helping her build got totally deleted. She didn't block me from it, she just deleted it. And the reason I know is because even if you block me from somewhere, like, I have friends, I have other ways of seeing your content. Like, I can figure out what happened at the end of the day, but I noticed that she didn't block me from the account, she deleted it. And so that gave me more information to kind of figure out, like, okay, maybe part of the reason why she switched up on me was because she felt insecure about the business that I was helping her build, and she was seeing that my content, like, I'll post something and it performs better because obviously I have more experience. Like, she had just started. But that's part of the thing that I'm trying to tell you. Like, somebody that wants quick results, somebody that has a scarcity mindset, you could tell them exactly how to accomplish something. They won't be able to follow through with it because their mind won't let them. And again, they're gonna blame it on their intuition, their feelings. It doesn't feel right. it doesn't feel right because your mindset is programmed for scarcity. It's not programmed for abundance. It will feel right the more that you push yourself and do the things that you want to do, right? Because if your intention is to have a certain outcome, you want financial freedom, you want multiple sources of income, you can accomplish that. The fifth red flag that I overlooked was the fact that she would mask her physical insecurities based around the fact that she was pregnant. So she would say, oh, like, I don't want to take pictures because people can't tell if I'm pregnant and they just think I'm fat. Like, she would always have that in her mind of like people thinking that she's fat because it's not super obvious that she's pregnant. And to me, I was just like, okay, maybe she's just hormonal, no big deal. Like, I don't push anyone to take pictures. I don't push anyone to dress a certain way. Like, I don't think like that. So the fact that her mindset was always like, oh, I don't want people to think I'm fat. I don't want people to think I'm fat. I don't want people to think I'm fat. Oh, I have to take the picture sideways so people can see my stomach. Otherwise, they'll just think I'm fat. Like, all of these things are huge red flags. Because again, when somebody is insecure within themselves and you are not, they are not going to like you. They are not going to like you. And they're not going to be able to keep up with you in that way, and they're just going to end up hurting your feelings. Because you're going to feel confident in yourself. You're going to see them as being amazing because you think that way. You don't think in terms of insecurities, you think in terms of positivity. So you don't understand why they would do the things that they do because you don't have their mindset. Again, this goes back to just surrounding yourself by people that are on the same wavelength as you, that are on the same path as you, that have positive energy like you do, because otherwise you're not going to be able to understand why they're acting a certain way, and you're always going to have to tiptoe around these people. The sixth red flag that I overlooked was that she was constantly praising me while comparing me to her past friends or to her other friends or family members. She wouldn't just give me a compliment like, oh, Patty, I really like what you're doing. I think it's great that you're so dedicated to your content. No, she would say, wow, I think it's great that you're dedicated to your content because all my old friends that I cut off, they were just so lazy and they didn't want to follow their dreams. And I would always try to give them advice, but they didn't want to listen to it. Like, it was almost like she was using me to put others down, where that's not the way I think. Like I told you, I'm all about peace and love. I'm all about positivity. I'm all about building others up. Yes, it's okay to acknowledge that there's certain people that just aren't very ambitious. They're not willing to put in the work. But like, do you need to constantly talk about it? Do you need to constantly compare to other people and try to like make yourself feel better by talking badly about others? That is a very big red flag. The seventh red flag that I overlooked was that she would always look at rich people as being scammers. Like, she would always villainize people who are more successful or have accomplished something. She literally would like stalk other people's accounts and like their websites to find discrepancies to then accuse them of being scammers. And like, mind you, now on Instagram you're able to see like what videos people like, what comments they leave. Like, it just shows up on your page. And I remember whenever I'd see like she'd left a comment on something, it would always be negative. It would always be on a video of something she didn't agree with, and she'd be leaving a negative comment. And I don't know why I overlooked this red flag, because I despise when people leave hate comments. Like, I don't respect that kind of behavior at all. I think that if you have something to say and you don't agree with what someone's doing, you have every right to communicate that. But to just be hateful and disrespectful without like being coming from a place of like love or from a place of trying to help the other person, like, I just think that's so wrong. And I can't believe I overlooked this red flag. I think I was just like confused. Like, I was really confused. I needed this situation to happen so I could remember all of the things that I already knew. And I don't know why I let all these things like slip through the cracks. I think, like I told you before, I was just very excited to meet someone new because I was feeling lonely at the time. And I put all of my energy into one person. And so since I was so invested in the relationship already, because I was helping her build her business, like I was helping her do a lot of things, and we were talking every day and hanging out multiple times a week. So I felt like, okay, like I'm just gonna overlook this little thing because like we're already close. Oh, I'm just gonna overlook that little thing because we're already friends. Like I've already invested so much into this relationship. That is a huge mistake. It does not matter how much time you've invested into something. If it's not serving you, you gotta go. You can't just stay in a situation because you've already put in so much. That mindset will keep you in toxic relationships your whole life. The eighth red flag that I overlooked was that I could tell that she really liked my lifestyle and she wanted my lifestyle. And in a way, she sort of presented herself as having the same lifestyle as me. Like, oh yeah, we have provider husbands and we don't have to work, but we work because we want to and we have free time and we love what we do. Like that's the way she presented herself to me. But over time I realized like she likes to work because she fears her husband taking advantage of her. Like after a certain time I was picking up on what she was saying, and it's not that she wanted to work the job she was working, it's that her thought and her reason for doing it was because, oh well, if you know he cheats or if we get a divorce, like I need to be able to provide for myself. Again, that's not coming from a place of love. If you like what you're doing, you wouldn't be doing it for just in case. You'd be doing it because you genuinely like to do it, right? So she would always postpone the other projects that she wanted to do because she wanted to stick to her safe career because she feared that her husband could not provide her the life that she wanted. So I noticed over time that like we weren't actually on the same page because I genuinely am provided for and I genuinely trust my partner to provide for me. He would never cheat on me. We would never get a divorce. Well, we're not married yet. We're still engaged. We're gonna get married in 2 weeks, but like looking ahead, like we would never get a divorce. Like that's gonna be my man forever. And like there's no situation where I would ever feel like, oh, what if something happens? Like no, because I have an abundance mindset and I trust that I'm going to be provided for in some way, shape, or form. And if I have to be the one to put in the work, I'll be able to do it if and when that situation happens. I don't need to prepare so much in advance because me living daily life and the way that I operate, I'm already prepared for whatever could happen. So it was very clear to me that she probably had some jealousy towards me because of my lifestyle. Like the life that she was pretending to live, I actually was living already. So I think what actually drove her to taking the action that she did to just like ghost me randomly is because she realized like I'm real. She was being fake. She was pretending to have a certain persona and be so ambitious and so abundant and so faithful and so trusting and so feminine. But beneath all that was wounded masculine, wounded feminine energy, scared, fear-based. It was a mask that she was putting on. And maybe when she met me, she thought I was the same as her. She thought, oh yeah, she'll just play pretend with me and we can just chat about like all the fake stuff. But I think over time she realized like, I'm not faking. Like this is genuinely my life. And I think that's what pushed her over the edge, to be honest with you. The ninth red flag that I overlooked was the fact that she constantly had like a different business idea. Like she was jumping from idea to idea. every day it was like some new variation of what she wanted to do, but she never actually followed through with anything. Like, even when I helped her create that account and I was helping her grow it, she worked on it one day and then she never talked about it again. And then the next couple days she was talking about a different business idea that she had. So at first I thought this was because, okay, maybe she's never met someone before that she's able to talk business with, so maybe she's just like trying to figure out what she really wants to do. But looking back, I realized that that was just who she was. She wasn't fully committed to following her passions because she wasn't in that mindset. She was still in a mindset of fear. She was trying to pursue a career that she wasn't passionate about. The only thing she was passionate about was the fact that it would provide stability. So going towards a career because it's stable, that doesn't mean you're passionate about it. There's nothing wrong with working towards something because you know it's going to provide you stability. There's nothing wrong with that. But you have to be honest with yourself, because otherwise you're going to have this fake persona and you're going to be miserable all the time and not know why nothing is working out for you. If you're doing something for the purpose of stability and you just need the money, be honest with yourself. You're gonna go a lot farther in life if you're just honest with yourself, so that way you leave room to be able to grow into something that's better for you, instead of pretending like you're on the right path and you're on the most passionate path because you've tricked yourself into thinking that you're passionate about something when you're not. You're just doing it because it was a safe choice. It's okay to do something because it's a safe choice. There's nothing wrong with that. It's all about empowering yourself in your own decisions and standing by what you want to do. The 10th red flag that I overlooked was the fact that she would always use the fact that she grew up rich to like sort of imply that she knows more than what other people know. She would always say things like, yeah, this is the poorest I've ever been. I grew up super wealthy and we had everything, but I like my life now because even though we're not as rich, I have more time and love and a happy family. And while all those things are fine, like there's nothing wrong with saying that you grew up a certain way or that you prefer a certain lifestyle, that's okay. But the way that it was being brought up was almost to sort of imply that she knows more than other people know. Like, she knows more about being wealthy. She knows more about earning money because she grew up in that environment, because she grew up around wealthy people. And keep in mind, she would throw numbers around a lot, and the amount of money that she said that she grew up with is already an amount that I've surpassed, just to put it in perspective for you. But I'm not the type of person to try to humble somebody else and say, oh, well, I already make more than that, so it's not really rich, right? That's not something I would ever say to someone, but she was just constantly saying that. And I thought to myself, like, is she trying to imply that, like, I don't know how to build wealth? Because I've been able to do what I've done without busting my butt and like overworking. I've been able to reach this level by simply following my intuition, doing what's most aligned, and taking bold risks. So I think I know a thing or two about growing something, building something, having a long-term plan, right? I'm not one to brag though, which is why I never like called her out on that. I just sort of took a mental note and I'm like, okay, like that's what she thinks is rich. All right, I'm not one to humble someone. I'm not one to burst someone's bubble. I'll let her have her party with that, you know? The reason that this is a red flag is not just because she would brag about it and throw it around, but because she would use it as a sort of way to like put herself above other people and say like, you know, I grew up rich, so like I know this. Maybe you don't know because you didn't grow up the way I grew up. Like, that's kind of the connotation of how she would say things. And when you're somebody who doesn't really care what people think about you, like me, you don't take anything personally. So I feel like looking back, she thought she was like doing a whole thing. She really thought she was like putting herself above me. She really thought she was like putting off a certain image, when in reality, I'm in my own world. I'm living my best life. I'm listening to what people are saying and I'm like, oh, that's cool. Good for you, you know? I'm happy, I'm living my best life too. So I'm not in here and playing these mind games, like trying to one-up my friends, but she was. And so I think after a certain time, that's probably why she ghosted me, because she realized she couldn't get that gratification from me because I wasn't going to react in a way that maybe other people would react. I just say, okay, cool. That's awesome. I'm glad that you're confident. I'm glad that you know these things, and I'm glad that you feel like you have a perspective that helps you in life. That's great. I'm always going to just encourage people. I'm never going to be like, oh, really? Well, let me tell you this. Like, girl, that's just not me. And maybe that's what she wanted. Maybe that's why we couldn't be friends. She was looking for somebody to compete with, not necessarily somebody to collaborate and grow with. And it sucks that it happened, but I'm glad that it only took a month and a half for it to happen and not 6 months, because that would have been even more hurtful for me. So you have to be grateful for things that happen, even if they're negative, because they'll teach you something. And when you learn that lesson is worth more than anything, because now you know how to avoid these situations moving forward. And not only am I never gonna have that experience again, but now I've shared this with you guys. And now hopefully you will keep in mind these things that I've told you, and you will clock that in the people that are talking to you now, so you know what's happening behind the scenes. Because like I said, when you're operating from a place of love and empowerment and positivity, even if you're not the best person, richest person, hottest person, most successful person, it doesn't matter. If you're looking at the world from a positive perspective, understand that you are very rare, okay? Not a lot of people think in that way. So you have to be very quick to discern who is on that level and who is not on that level. And it's not about being better or worse than anyone. It's about understanding that if they're operating from a scarcity mindset, a judgmental mindset, they're gonna think completely differently than you. Their actions are not gonna make sense. You guys are gonna experience the same situation. They're gonna interpret it in a totally different way than you did, because you're in two different dimensions. You're not in the same universe right now. I have like 5 or 6 more red flags that I wrote down, but I'm gonna leave this here. I want to hear from you. What do you think about everything I've said? Have you gone through these experiences before? Has this ever happened to you, where like a friend was basically trying to be your friend and then randomly just ghosted you out of nowhere? Because honestly, it's never happened to me before, and I was very confused. I mean, at this point, I've moved on. I'm happy. I have other friends that are amazing. I have a great family. I have a great life. So there's nothing that I can't be grateful for, except, you know, just taking what I've learned and sharing it with you in hopes that maybe it can help you in some way. So let me know if you do want me to make the next part to this and talk more about the red flags. Love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.